Mabel Louise
Stewart
is with us.
Hey, good morning again. I'm so delighted to be with you. Bless you and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I'm sure if you haven't bought the turkey, you're out there finding one today. Yes, it takes a while to prepare all that food for your family, but isn't it wonderful to be together? I'll be spending this year with Gary's family. Kayla and Matt have invited all of us to come and be with them, and the rest of the family are pretty much scattered with their loved ones, and so everyone's enjoying the holiday, and I'm sure you will also. And again, let me say, I'm so thrilled to be back with you again. Thank you so much for praying for me as I finished my last broadcast, struggled through it with one eye. I asked if you would pray for me, and you did, and I want to thank you. Well, today for my broadcast, I thought it would be a blessing to share with one of my favorite psalms for the holiday. Yes, it's Psalm 100. Just five short verses, but it's kind of known as the Thanksgiving Psalm. And I'm sure if I was a musician that I would find that put to music. I'm not sure. Maybe Pat would know that, but I am not that much of a musician to know. I could ask Carol. She would have known if that had been put to music. But it's so beautiful. Every word in it encourages us to praise the Lord. And of course, I'm so excited to have my eye back again and to be able to just be with you. And so the psalm is, as I said, is short. So I want to take the privilege of reading it to you in case you're too busy to take time. But there are only five verses. Why don't you stop and read it to your family on Thanksgiving Day before you begin to eat? It only take, 2 minutes? Maybe 2 minutes, maybe three. But it's so short. Five short verses. So listen to it, and then I think I might share with you the New International and the King James. So let me read it quickly for you. It goes like this. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Now quickly, let me read the International. I just finished the King James. It says, shout for the joy. Instead of make a joyful noise, it says, shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And by the way, this means it was encouraging the people to enter the gate of the temple. The gates, there were several entryways, and those big, huge copper gates were important to open to enter into the temple. So that's what the psalmist is saying here. enter into his gates of the temple with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And you know the courts were along the side of the temple. And then give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Little different, same message, so good. Now, I'm just going to take verse by verse and talk about what the psalmist is trying to teach us. Don't you love it? Oh my goodness. What does it mean to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands? Well, as I read that statement, I'm reminded that believers all around the world are worshiping and praising our Lord. I hope that you're doing that today, that you're so thankful for all that the Lord has given and done for you. I know I am. And then let's think about the fact that all the angels in heaven are worshiping at the same time. You know where I read that? Over in Luke 2:13-14. And suddenly there were with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And then making a joyful means to, as believers, we're rejoicing and we're thanking the Lord for our so great salvation. And we're lifting our voices in praise and in song. Yes. Can you do that today? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Oh, I pray that you do. You really haven't lived until you know Him and you love Him and you serve Him. He's so precious. And then you worship God when you come to praise Him. God wants us to be happy and rejoicing. There's no room for those long faces and those grumpy attitudes. And we know that He is our Creator and that He has allowed us to hear the reason that He came to earth to die, to rise from the grave and to go back to heaven. Guess what? To prepare a place for you and me. But we have to trust Him as our Savior first. Wow, you know what? Just saying that makes me want to shout, hallelujah. And then verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. I have to share with you. When I accepted Christ at 16, I was active at church and went all the time and served in the youth group and what have you. But when I was 24, I gave my life completely for full-time service to serve the Lord. And so I really appreciate that admonition to serve the Lord with gladness. Have you ever thought of what could be accomplished if every believer would take seriously serving the Lord and be on the cutting edge of the gospel? So many are sitting back and letting somebody else do the work. Uh-oh. They feel if they go to church, that's all that's necessary. And there's so many verses that admonish us to be busy and a witness for our Lord. And then the disciples were so active and such an example for all of us. And speaking the gospel, the disciples were so grateful for their salvation and they loved serving. They even said, we can't help but serve the Lord. And then the last part of the verse, come before His presence with singing, It doesn't matter if you're a wonderful trained singer or not. It's the noise of praise that comes from our hearts. I don't think the Lord is critical of any of us who are not great singers. He just wants us to respond to Him in praise, in love, and in thankfulness. An old Jewish legend says that after God created the world, He called the angels to Himself and asked what they thought of it. One of them said, "The only thing lacking is the sound of praise to the Creator." So, after that, God created music, and it was heard in the whisper of the wind and in the song of the birds. He also gave man the gift of singing. And throughout all the ages, music has blessed multitudes of people. Yes, it's a blessing from the Lord. Verse 3 says, "Know ye that He is God. It is He that has made us, and we are the sheep of His pasture." I watched a Christian television program, and the pastor was on the street interviewing people as they walked by, and he said to them and asked the question, "Do you believe in God?" It was a half-hour program, and only one out of all that he interviewed said yes. Not only do we worship the Lord as Creator, but we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We become His sheep when we have been redeemed by that precious blood of Jesus. And in another place, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I know who's mine." And then verse 4 says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him." How many of us enter the church or a place of worship with praise and thankfulness in our hearts? Most of the time, we're rushing to get there, rushing to find a seat, and rushing to get our coats off and all those things. And many believers wait until the last minute to get up and hurry to church in all the rush. Phew, I made it. Oh, my goodness. I heard a Sunday school teacher say that it was so hard to teach her class because so many of the students came late. What a shame. And then last but not least, verse 5, "For the Lord is so good, His mercy is everlasting, His truth endureth to all generations." It's so easy, isn't it, to lose sight of God's goodness and to take it for granted. So we need to ask ourselves again this year, Thanksgiving, is, do I have an attitude of gratitude? How many times a day do I thank Him for His goodness? Oh, what mercy He showers on each one of us every single day. Plus, all of that He has given us of the truth of the Word of God and has made it available to us. Isn't it wonderful that Bibles are sold everywhere in the United States, and most of us have several copies in our home? Or is your Bible dusty? Is it well worn? Do you love God's Word and you just can't wait to read it? Oh, it's so beautiful and so precious. If we just take it down off the shelf and enjoy it. I'll never forget, and I'll close with this illustration. When my sweetheart and I were ministering in the country of Brazil, a dear, precious lady came to our services. The pastor told the congregation that the one bringing the most new people to the services would be presented a beautiful new Bible. Well, this lady was a new Christian and didn't have a copy of the Bible as yet. She didn't have a car or telephone, so her only means of reaching and inviting people was to walk to their homes and knock on the door. By the end of the meetings, that precious lady invited 121 people. It was their first time visiting the church. Her feet were so swollen and so full of blisters that she came to church with them all wrapped up in bandages, and she couldn't even wear her shoes. And many of those folks she had over for tea and cookies before church. When she came in the door, she brought all of those people with her. To be sure, she won that Bible. I'll never forget when Pastor presented it to her. The look on her face was pure joy. She hugged that Bible and held it close to her heart. And she was so excited. Do you feel that way about God's Word and reading it in your life? I hope that you do, because the Word of God is our source of growth and our introduction to the precious Savior who died on the cross for each one of us. Oh, that we believers would have that same spirit and desire to reach out to others. Many came to Christ that night in our services. It was such a thrill. It was one of the many thrills of my life, and I give praise to the Lord for allowing me to be there and rejoice in praise and thanksgiving. So as I go off the air, remember this: the joy of living comes from a heart of thanksgiving. May you have a wonderful holiday. Bye-bye.